You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Free to play is a delusion granted to the weak by the strong. Or so I've heard.
And Daryl.
In Mother Russia, this joke is tired of you.
That was a good one, dude. That was good. Free to play. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 140 of The Training Dummies, recorded on October 5th, 2016. My name is Rob, and I have just dinged my second 110. And you're like, Rob, what the heck? You're the old guy. You should have them all at 110
by now. It's
only
your second?
And to this I say, nope. I am doing something new. I am focusing on my one and only main, and the other ones will happen down the road. So, with me tonight is my bro host all the way. He had to turn his furnace on because
it's
freezing.
It is.
Daryl, how you doing?
I'm doing good, except for the cold weather coming, which I'm actually okay with because that means an end to all the outside work. I'm kind of looking forward to just taking my weekends and sitting inside and not feeling guilty about all the work that he's done outside. So I'm looking forward to winter coming. I really am.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. It's true.
You may have heard that woohoo in the background, and you may know her from previous shows, such as the Hunting Party podcast. But she's graduated to her role as Murloc Mom. If we could get a warm Training Dummies welcome for Artemis. Awesome. Artemis, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on. Hi,
I know,
everyone.
We talked a while back about everything, and you guys have gone through some crazy seasons over there with Murloc Geniuses, and I'm really, really glad we were able to nail this down before BlizzCon, because I think it's about to get really crazy for you.
Yeah, we're about to be pretty busy. I'm still crunching a lot of things down before we leave, so... You know, I'm glad to be able to be on board tonight, though. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. I know people talk about herding cats. I can't imagine what herding murlocs is like, but we will probably get into some of that here in a minute. What we want to do now, though, is do our speed dating round where we get to know you a little bit. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You got your drink. I've got my drink here, and we'll just sit back and we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Daryl, leave your shirt on. When did you start playing Heroes, and what is your current main role?
So, it's funny. I got into Heroes in the Alpha initially. Like, oh my gosh, I don't remember when Alpha first came out.
Oh, yeah, the Tech Alpha. When was that, like?
2014?
Yeah. I think it was, yeah.
Something like that.
Something, yeah. I didn't like the game, though, for whatever reason. It just sucked back then. Even some of my players will say that it wasn't a great game when it first came out. So, initial alpha phase, I was like, we'll just play World of Warcraft. Then I decided to head on over to Vegas last September to check out the very first LAN event they have for Heroes of the Storm, which was the NA Regionals that they had for the Road to BlizzCon stuff. I was like, hey, trip to Vegas? Bunch of nerds? That'll be fun. Not really having high expectations or any at all about what could possibly happen with Heroes of the Storm or anything. I was just more or less going into it for fun. I watched some of the matches, and I was like, this game looks cool. I have to play it again. Okay, we're doing that. While I was there, though, at Vegas, I actually mingled with some of the current Murloc players and felt the passion that these pros feel for the game that they play. And I just really admired that. So I started to do some research and, like, you know, made a bunch of connections and started playing the game again. And boom, I'm back in HOTS. Right now, for my main role, though, I am a support player. I do love me every support. I don't have a support I hate.
What would you say is your favorite, then?
Ariel, Malph, and Rhaegar. Everybody knows why I love Rhaegar. Bark, bark. Rhaegar's like my dog husband.
Nice.
You're gonna have to fight our guest from last week too, because I think he's got a bro crush on him. But
well, I can show you my relationship status on Facebook, and we're definitely engaged. So
that's amazing. Nice. That's awesome.
I mean, I have no problems confessing my true love to my home dog. So literally my home dog. So
nice.
I'll show you the picture. Hold on.
No, I believe it.
What is the origin of the name Artemis?
So I kind of quit WoW in between like the end of Lich King and Cataclysm. I came back and I was just starting completely fresh. I was like, well, I've never played a hunter before. Let's try this out. And I was being witty on a roleplay server or whatever. I made a worgen, but I like the name Artemis, Greek gods, goddess, and, you know, goddess of the hunt, cool stuff. Then I was like, you know what would be witty? If I named myself after a book, too. So I looked at Artemis Fowl, and I was like, you know what, I'm a worgen. We're going to call ourselves Artemis Howl. So it's kind of a combination of a book and the Greek goddess, and I'm a hunter, and I'm a dog. So it just all, like, meshed up really well, and the name got a lot of attention on, like, the roleplay server.
Oh, I'll bet.
They're like, that's a sick name. I'm like, thanks.
Nice.
So, I thought it was a cool name.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. All right. What is your most fond memory in or because of Blizzard games?
Pretty much Heroes of the Storm, just because of how much Blizzard's done for, I guess, me. Like, I've grown a lot through this game. I mean, obviously, I grew a lot through WoW. It's hard to pinpoint down one memory, because I've been involved with, like, Blizzard for 10-plus years now. Because I've been playing World of Warcraft since I was, like, a little girl. So, I don't know. Everything about World of Warcraft and HOTS has just been, any LAN event I go to, it's just really good, fond memories. Leaves me a good taste in my mouth. Thanks, Blizzard.
Thanks, Blizzard.
Nice. What would you say is your favorite Blizzard title?
Oh, well, that's not fair.
You mean it's not fair?
Hearthstone.
That's bias. I don't like Hearthstone, actually. I will admit, I don't like... Oh, well, thank you, thank you. You shouldn't have. I like Magic the Gathering, though. I don't hate card games. I just don't really enjoy playing them online. Like, when I'm at home, I don't think playing card games are relaxing to play on the computer. That's just me, though. I'm also really terrible at FPS games, so we want to talk about my least favorite ones real quick. I don't like Overwatch, and I don't like Hearthstone. Yeah, I think I'm, like, the minority there. I love the characters and lore and everything about Overwatch, but, you know, any other Blizzard title game, though, I'll be playing it probably as soon as it's released. I'm starting to get into StarCraft.
Do you like the characters and environment and stuff? Yeah, because that's what kind of drew me in, because obviously, like, there was so much hype around it before it even came out.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with people playing it. I just don't enjoy playing it myself. I don't find it relaxing, I guess. But I love the characters. I love the memes that come out of it. I love, like, the culture that surrounds it. I think it's hilarious what they're doing with, like, Grandma Anna or Dad Soldier 76, and Blizzard is starting to embrace it. The Gremlin Diva stuff is that killed me.
Mountain Dew and all that.
yeah,
nice.
I think I admitted last week that my FPS days may be behind me. It's still super fun and I like it, but it's like you queue up and it's just like so stressful. You're like, oh god, I'm gonna die.
I just know I'm awful at them, so I just don't really.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so much other stuff I want to be doing instead. I'll play H1Z1 though, but that's not Blizzard.
Yeah, that's a little different though too.
But yeah, I played Warcraft, like the Warcraft 3, the original Dota. Back in the day, but for my absolute favorite, World of Warcraft is always going to be in my heart my favorite Blizzard title.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I agree with you there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Heroes of the Storm?
I just like how fast the games are. I can't sit down for an hour and play League of Legends. I don't know. I like how fast paced the games are. I feel like healing and supporting in this game means a lot more than it does in, like, other games. I mean, supports just have, like, a better overall meaning in this game than other MOBAs that I personally like. I know it's not the best for other people. I don't mind being the heal bot with, like, utility and stuff. I think that's really cool that they're doing, like, all these different things that other MOBAs could look at and embrace. The new Brawler mode is going to be insane. Have you guys checked that out?
Yeah, I watched, like, two of the videos, and it was kind of funny because my initial reaction was like, oh, hey, this is that thing that they announced at BlizzCon last year. And,
yeah.
And just now it seems like it's like getting some traction. So I don't know. I'm excited about it, but it just seems weird that it was like, did we played that like a year ago at BlizzCon, and now they, it's like kind of making the rounds again?
Well, they're releasing it in 2 weeks. So,
oh, shoot. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
A little more different than just an ambiguous soon TM. I think in another video, they actually explained that they were taking all sorts of different feedback and changing like a lot of aspects of the brawler mode to make it better. So I think the weekly brawls are going to be fun. They have one mode where you could play 5v5 Novas and your snipes one shot people. So it's just like an all out madness brawl.
That's awesome.
When I played,
it'd be so frustrating.
I would just be laughing the entire time. Like, that's my kind of game.
Nice.
That's awesome.
What actually was funny for me, though, last BlizzCon when I got to try the arena mode, I got a 5v5 Murky. Everybody went March of the Murlocs. You just see, like, in this tiny little arena, just, like, nothing but swarms of baby Murlocs from both sides going out.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect. So I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming from the game that people should definitely check out and just give it a chance. It's not all that bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Love it.
Nope. What has you the most hyped about BlizzCon this year?
Worlds? Honestly, they do a lot of their big reveals like throughout the year now that I'm not too hyped for much, except for the esports stuff. So I'm really excited to have my team representing Worlds. I think they're going to surprise you guys. I hope that you can definitely surprise the guys.
That's fair. I'm actually most excited. I'm most excited actually about being a spectator of the Worlds for Heroes because I enjoyed it so much last year. You know, I've said this before, but it legitimized esports for me because I used to be of the thinking that watching someone else play a video game is ridiculous. Why would I watch you play a video game when I could just play myself? But ever since BlizzCon and watching it live last year, I watch some now. Like I'll put it on TV here at home. You know, I'll fire up Twitch on the 60-inch big screen TV and watch a Heroes match when they're on sometimes. My wife just shakes her head, but I still get into it and enjoy it. So that myself is what I'm most looking forward to at BlizzCon this year is watching Heroes again. Like because that was amazing last year. It was an amazing experience.
Yeah. And when Cloud9 won, I legit just like, I was so hyped and the whole audience was hyped. The energy's there. I love spectating esports. It is so much fun, especially for a game that you thoroughly enjoy yourself. Like, even if you're not the best at the game, you can still appreciate esports. That's what I love the most. The community surrounding esports, awesome. The fans are awesome. It's so surreal to be able to represent NA this time around. It's like I think I can speak for the team. It's a dream come true for all of us.
I can speak for the team, and I don't know the team. It's freaking amazing.
The guys are really excited to perform, though. I'm so excited. If you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Awesome. Rob, do you have any bonus questions before we get into the main stuff?
All my bonus questions were the stuff that I wrote down there.
All right. Sounds good.
This is Multizord from Lords of the Storm and the Cavalry Podcasts, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
All right. If you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland and myself, Daryl, is at Hend_TTD.
Well, I think if you haven't figured it out already, we're going to be talking about Heroes. We're going to be talking about esports and Artemis. It's really good to have you here because maybe if you want to talk about a little bit about Murloc Geniuses and how you got started and what makes this BlizzCon so such a big deal for you guys?
Sure. I mean, where should we start? Like from the history or?
Well, I know. So I guess before we started recording, I was talking a little bit. And just like this team feels a little bit different. It feels like there's a lot of community hype around them, and like just people love the guys, and they love like kind of everything that it stands for. How did you get involved with the team?
So a year ago, I got involved with them throughout just knowing some of the players. They needed a new manager, and there weren't really too many options to go for it. And I was just like, yo, let me try it. I'll see what I can do. I feel like I can bring something different to the table. And lo and behold, they let me on board. So I'm extremely grateful for that. And it was my very first opportunity with anything involving esports. So it's a lot to learn, but we're getting there.
So with you being able to take over as a manager, the big deal was that Murloc Geniuses clinched a spot at Worlds at BlizzCon this year. How was that for you guys?
Right. So this all started with our team kind of disbanding in early January of this year. Unfortunate as it was, a couple of the players did not get along too well, so we had to move along with our esports careers and carry on. I watched all my individual players, either one of them quit the game and then the other four were still playing the game successfully and doing things with their teams, making top four or higher at most of the regional events. We reformed in July after two of them got kicked from their teams, being scapegoated for their previous team's losses or problems for whatever stuff happens. And I decided to stop what I'm doing and try to reform the team. We hosted a bunch of tryouts in early July, and eventually we found our five. So with that going on, we weren't really sure what to expect in terms of coming in the regionals. We knew we had a team that was at least top four US, especially with all the controversy around our team. And we have a player who's never been to a LAN before, so there's a lot of skeptical wow. remarks. This was his first professional team ever. He's been kind of floating around, talking about June here. He's been kind of floating around in the amateur scene, kind of never really breaking it through. I used to manage some teams in the amateur scene, though, and I've seen his potential, so I was like, yo, guys, give him a tryout. Ends up being our best option for support, so we took him on board. Surprised everybody at his first regional event at Burbank, even myself. I think even he was shocked that he did as well. Because, you know, usually new people at events, we call them, like, fresh bloods. They tend to choke. It's not really their fault. The pressure on being on stage. It's
a performance anxiety.
Yeah, it's a real thing. You know, yeah, it's not to make fun of them. I would be the same way personally. Like, so like the advice we always give to people when they're new on stage and stuff is like, just play the game, turn your sound volume all the way up. Don't focus on anything outside your computer screen and you'll be fine. So while he was nervous, he's expressed this a lot. He did really good for his very first regional event. They all did because we won that event. So.
Yeah, right.
We came together as a group of five like-minded individuals when we did all of our tryouts. We wanted to make sure everybody fit the roles and slots and had the appropriate hero pools and nothing really overlapped too majorly. We calculated everything correctly, and we have brilliant minds on the team, and hard work really does pay off. They secured their spot to BlizzCon in August at the very first fall regional for the global circuit, and it was a very surreal experience. Like, it didn't even hit them that they qualified for BlizzCon till like maybe a day later or that night. Mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-hmm. They were still like, "Wait, we're going to BlizzCon." So it was
I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, when you look at the pool of teams and, you know, the Cloud9 and, you know, and now all the Korean teams and everything, that's massive. That's insane.
They're just like, oh no, like, we're going to BlizzCon. This is so crazy. I collapsed in my chair when they first won. Like, I was so proud of them. Like, oh man, if anybody in the audience saw me, they saw me like crying my eyes out for like 2 minutes, and then I went to go hug my guys, and then suddenly we're being whisked away to do all these interviews and media and stuff, and
oh, man.
They just want to get dinner.
Wow. Yeah,
they just wanted to get dinner.
Nice.
Do you have to? Do you really have to keep on top of the current scene then? Like, you know, the kind of the state of competitive heroes?
Yes.
So what does that look like for you? How do you, where do, Where do you kind of, do you feel, I know there's been some disparity a while back, just, you know, with, I don't want to say issues, but like the people who had, you know, concerns about balance and stuff like that. Do you feel like Heroes is in a really good place right now? Or, I mean, obviously you're going to BlizzCon, that's great, but what do you think of the game as a whole?
The game as a whole has very unique metas, I think. Right now there are two heroes that really need to be tuned before BlizzCon. And that's Zarya and Malph. That is nothing really secret in the pro scene. It's literally just those two. Zarya especially is just way too OP right now. She changes the meta completely. I think balancing on most heroes is pretty good. They're very good about fine-tuning talents or redoing certain heroes that they're completely out of touch with how the game's evolved and making them, you know, competitive again, which I think is very, very, very good at Blizzard. You don't really get to see that kind of interaction with other games and stuff. So the fact that they constantly try to keep their heroes competitive in some form, sometimes it's just not going to happen because of how meta shift and balance. Yeah, my guys are very, very on top of the changes. They're very, very on top of like drafts. We analyze foreign games. We do our best to make sure we're doing what we can to outdraft our opponents.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You mentioned Zarya a little bit. What do you think about the new maps and the new heroes?
So I think Alarak has a place in the very, very top end. The English. Hello. I think I can't talk. I think Alarak has a really good spot right now. In the fact that he has a low win rate only just means that his hero skill cap right now is ridiculously high. I think he does fit, though, in coordinated teams. So, I personally suck at Alarak. I think he's really hard to play, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I won't touch him. But it's really cool watching, like, really good players play him and just do some insane stuff with him. So, he's in a good spot. He's not broken. He's still not, you know, highly picked, but he does have a place in the meta. New maps. I think Brax's Holdout is a really cool map now that they've, like, tuned it down a bit. I think Warhead's also really cool. I think it's just a bit too big, and it's very, 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 very risky not getting global present heroes on that map. Zarya, Blizzard, please. That's all I have to say about that. Blizzard, please.
Damn it, Zarya. I have not played her yet. I've actually been to the point where I haven't played heroes a lot recently, but I don't know. We're talking about the Warcraft thing, and that kind of just sucked everybody back in. So.
Yeah, well, it really took me back in. Like, yeah. I used to just do games just to mess around with when I'm listening to comms and stuff, but now I'm just like, all right, you guys do scrims, I'll be in WoW doing world quests. Maybe I'll watch a couple games.
That's funny. You mentioned a little bit earlier about, maybe it was before we started recording. I should stop asking questions before we record because some of the good stuff may miss it. But you mentioned a little bit earlier about, maybe we should move this Astral Authority thing up. I don't know. The road to BlizzCon. What does that look like for you guys? What is the, and you could even talk about Astral Authority if that helps. Like what they're doing for you and what you're doing now and kind of what it means to be a professional team.
Sure. So when we first won Burbank, we automatically qualify for the second regional event, which only just means we can keep our bragging rights as being the best team in the North American region while taking home a pretty decent paycheck and proving to sponsors that, hey, guys, seriously, we wanna do good at BlizzCon. So we trained for that very hard, and we're very happy to say that a lot of the NA teams trained also just as hard to make it a very, very fun tournament. Mm-hmm. So winning that honestly felt great compared to Burbank. It felt like the competition was very, very stiff. People showed up. People did very well. And it's very good to take that one home, too. So the guys are very proud about that. It's very good. I keep saying the word very a lot. Great training.
It's very,
for
very, very.
BlizzCon. I like catch myself saying things, and I'm like, stop it, Morgan. Just so. Great practice for the world stage, though, in terms of the scrim training that we were able to get. However, with the new patch dropping as soon as we get back home, it was like, oh, well, time to learn the new meta. So the road to BlizzCon for us means after we won PAX, we got home, we were rigorously hunting down for a sponsor to assist us to BlizzCon. We want to represent the right org on stage, however. We turned down quite a few offers because I'm very protective about what we wanted for the team. A lot of people kind of looked at us as like a quick money grab and go kind of situation. Yeah. Tournament cut stuff. Yeah. Like short. Mm-hmm. Here's a 2-month contract. We'll give you this amount, but we want 10%. Like silly things like that just happen a lot, unfortunately. And we wanted to make sure the org that we did go with would represent the NA region well. So excited to represent Astral Authority after a lot of talking with them. We spent a lot of time waiting and discussing negotiations on our contracts and things like that. They're giving us boot camp. They're compensating the guys for food at events. They're very accommodating for travel and other things like that. Luckily, Blizzard and ESL cover our hotel and flights and everything like that for any LAN anyways, so that saves a lot of money for any org that wants to get involved in HOTS. It's pretty useful stuff. We're grateful to have them with us. They're helping us down now with our road that we have to look forward to in the next couple weeks, which involves boot camp. My guys will be flying out on the 14th of October to come hang out with me in SoCal for a week. We're going to go to a LAN center down in SoCal and train basically for a week straight, like 6 to 8 hours a day.
Wow.
What does that look like? Does he just scrims with each other, with other teams?
With other teams.
Yeah. So does that give away your any of your secrets or...
It's more or less like we scrim like the top teams that we can find in the NA region. It's pretty much it. there's no real like scrimming within the team or anything like that. You can't really do that. We don't have 10 players. We only have 5 of us. So,
right.
Well, 5 players and me, and I'm not good. So it's like, you guys want to beat me up for an hour? Let's go.
That's funny.
A lot of draft analysis, a lot of replay watching we'll be doing. Things just to prep us for the world stage. We have opening week on the 22nd of October, and then we'll be there for a week up in Burbank at the studios. I don't even know yet. We don't have a lot of details. But then we'll be in Anaheim on November 1st. My guys will experience their very first BlizzCon as a team. For some of them, it's their second time, but for the rest of them, it is their very first BlizzCon. I'm going to try to get them like the best BlizzCon experience possible without crippling their training for Worlds.
Never go big on the first night.
I've heard that before.
I think that's the advice that somebody tells us, but nobody ever follows.
They're not drinking for BlizzCon.
That's probably super smart, or at least not until after.
They're not they can drink after, but they're not drinking before. Yeah. That is not happening. Not in a.
What is it like for you to be herding Murlocs? Then, what kind of work do you do? Like, I mean, obviously y'all don't live in the same area. What do you have to set up practice times or do you, what does that look like for you to kind of just keep things under control?
Yeah, that's pretty much it because my guys are very well-mannered. I don't have to worry too much about any weird drama or stuff like that. You know, I like to keep tabs on their personal life and make sure like they're healthy minded and nothing going on, but, very easygoing team. No problems at all. The guys are very chill, laid back. The only issues we tend to have are just planning stuff, but that's just me taking care of everything. I take care of the scheduling for scrims. I'm taking care of like most of the BlizzCon accommodations. I herd them around at LANs. I make sure like they're where they need to be for PR and things like that. Get them on shows, etc. Pretty much it. Keep an eye out for tournaments for them to join in and make sure all their needs are taken care of.
How do you go about keeping up with the meta?
How do I do it? I don't really do it. My players mostly do it. I just go, hey, I think if I see something before them, like in terms of information, I'll drop it, of course. And we do have people helping us out with analytical work and giving us spreadsheets and stuff of different things to look at. But that's mostly them. They're the geniuses. Like, there's a reason why we're called that. They are very smart. They know how to draft in this meta. It's spoopy what they can do. Like, it's really cool how they think. You can hear it in scrim comms and things like that. You just know that they're going to draft weird things to other people, but it works, and then other people will copy us. So it happens sometimes.
Other than Murloc geniuses, of course. But what are some of the other teams we should be looking out for in the worlds here at BlizzCon?
I think the Asian teams are very, very, very good. L5, MVP Black. Dignitas from EU is a very good team as well. And they're going to be actually boot camping in Korea, which means they're going to be training alongside and seeing how the top of the world prepares for these world events. Very excited to see how these guys will do against teams such as these elite caliber ones. So I think there's one Chinese team. The top seed for China has a very scary team as well. I think that's Panda Fire. I can't remember on the top of my head. So yeah, there's definitely dominant teams. And honestly, we respect every region and every team. But if you want me to like tell you like the top who I think could possibly win it all, those are my votes outside of us, of course. No bias.
How many teams are in the world? Like this I don't know. But yeah, how many teams 12. Are going to be at? There's 12 teams? Okay.
I can't remember how the breakdown goes. I can find it real quick. I believe it's 2 US, 2 Korean, 2 Chinese, 2 EU, 1 Asian, or 1 Australian, 1 Taiwan, 1 Latin America, and I'm poor team. I'm missing one more. one just like Southeast Asia.
I think. Oh, okay.
Taiwan separate from that. I can't remember.
Cool.
I haven't kept up with the world's like who all's going to be there, but I know it's going to be way more diverse than the championship last year, right?
Yeah, I think there's more teams this time. I can't remember last year too much. Very diverse, though. Correct. Yeah.
So is that? How do you handle the guys then? If it's such a, I mean, this is huge. This is way bigger than Burbank, right? That was just a studio. Was there anybody even like an empty studio, pretty much, right?
Yeah, that was pretty easy. And then PAX was a little more of like a test to see how like we do a large event. I think we'll be fine for BlizzCon. Like I've been to BlizzCon before. I know how it works. More or less, is figuring out like how the esports side of things are going to work and taking care of their accommodations and things like that. Well, it will be the biggest challenge for managing, at least. I think they'll be fine, though. They're very mature. They're very great about listening and doing what they need to do and making mom not go insane.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Well, Daryl, what do you got?
It's like you asked the questions I had.
Well, I asked the ones that I wrote down.
Yeah.
Are you going to go back to the hunting party again, or are you done with that?
I'm retired from that. I'll go visit them at BlizzCon, though.
Yeah.
I still care about them. I just don't really follow that community, or I can't really. It would be too much right now. Mm-hmm. Way too much. There's so much stuff happening, guys. BlizzCon's going to be so exciting.
Yes, it is. I can't wait. I'm so hyped. All right. So outside of the Heroes Championship, what are your plans for BlizzCon then?
Mingling at the most part at parties and stuff like that. Just getting to see who's out here at BlizzCon, saying hi to everyone. There's so many cool people who get to go to these events, and like BlizzCon's at one time a year where I get to like hug various people once in a lifetime, etc., and take a lot of selfies and things like that. Show my guys around. It's such a cool venue. You know, like the floor is sick. I'm pretty sure June, he loves taking pictures of all the touristy stuff. He's going to lose his mind when he sees that Blizzard floor. Like, he's never seen BlizzCon before. It's going to be his very first time. So excited to see like his reaction, especially to like everything. Gets all moony eyed about certain stuff. It's adorable. So
yeah, I was like a little kid running around. Like,
should have seen Christmas him at Seattle. Morning.
Yeah,
when we were there at PAX, he was like, "I want to go visit the Space Needle." Nobody else would go, so I went with them.
Nice.
so awesome.
He was super excited. He's like, "This is so cool," etc. And like, it was cool. I've never been up there either, but I was like, meh, whatever. So at least there's somebody who will do all the touristy stuff with me. I have that going on. Otherwise, I'm just excited to see everybody again, really. See you guys, right?
Yep, we'll be there.
Yep.
We will.
Yep, so good.
We'll be doing a signing panel actually at the con before the storm.
Oh yeah,
awesome. Oh, right on.
Yep, we did a little bit with that last year when we were there. So that's a really cool, good crew over there.
yeah, it was really cool that they invited us over. I think that'll be a good way for them to like actually see that BlizzCon is where fans go. A lot of fans are going to be there for them, and it's, I don't think that's quite fully hit them yet. So it's going to be really cool seeing like how that's going to go down. Like, if you see my players, guys, come over and say hi. They're gonna be pretty happy about that.
Heck yeah! So what advice would you give somebody then trying to get into like even semi pro or I don't know is our name like casual pro or
amateur?
Amateur, I guess.
I guess, eh?
If you want to be technical.
It's the best way to put it. Yeah. In terms of playing or just getting involved in esports in general?
Just trying to get into the scene. I think it's such a daunting thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's surprisingly not, though, once you just talk to people. That's all I did. You just talk. And you'd be surprised how opening people are. It's esports. Everybody is family here. We all love the spirit of competition. We're here for our favorite games. So don't be shy to just make a connection at the next event you go to. Be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I do this. You know, like, talk people up. You'd be surprised. You might strike off to somebody as cool enough to come work for them or something. You never know. I don't know how to word that. People are just so friendly. Like, there's nothing wrong with even getting involved in Twitter. Like, just get on Twitter, talk to people, make friends, like, play the game, join up Chair League. Chair League's a really great way to start up. Like, you just play around with like five friends casually. They're casted matches. It's so much fun. It's like playing a tournament except with a bunch of other people or at your skill level. So, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff in this community that even if you're not big in the HOTS or something, it's a good way to start in esports. Overwatch can be a little daunting, though, I will admit. But I think at least for Heroes esports, it's a very welcoming community.
Will you be watching any of the other esports while you're at BlizzCon, or just focused on Heroes? No.
Ew.
Be Hearthstone, right? I'll be over there.
I don't like Hearthstone.
Yelling at the cards. And
hello.
Kindred spirit in that one. I'm a much happier person when I don't play Hearthstone.
Same.
Well, I don't know if we have any more questions. Kind of, it went quicker than I thought it would. But do you have anything else you want to add? There,
it's good. Because she's a good person to talk to when you're busy.
I just like getting straight to the point about stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Do you have any last points you want to add or anything else you want to let us know? Or
mostly just like thank you guys for first of all inviting me. To anyone listening who are going to come out and spectate the Heroes of the Storm event at BlizzCon, just thank you. Even if you're not cheering for my team specifically, it doesn't matter. It's still... Your viewership matters a lot to the growth of the game. So thank you. And thank you to the hard, loving fans that have followed us since we were Murlocs and still supporting us with our new transition over to a very supportive organization that's helping us achieve our dreams. And, you know, thanks to my team for winning the video games.
so awesome. I'm so proud of you guys. Like, so happy for your team.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's like, oh man, they just won a tournament. Guess I have to get ready for BlizzCon.
That again.
Nice. Mom, we wondered.
I'm going to go off the script here. I'm going to try this.
What?
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, we have this. No, just, it's, no. It's, I'm making more out of it than it is. But we have this little, the little transition here. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you should come over to our Discord. You could find that. Our email, our Twitters, our Facebook, all the social media stuff. You can find that at thetrainingdummies.com.
Facebook!
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you got for shoutouts?
Jab Cup. He's been on the show before, talking about PvP back in the day. He's kind of my leveling bro, and he's the one that helped me get this warrior pushed up to 110. So definitely shout out to Jab. Shout out to Justin for constantly hitting me up with the information that I missed. Like in 7.1 Warcraft, you're not going to have to do all the rep and all that junk. You're just going to be able to dive straight into world quest and in-game when you hit 110. So
thanks, man.
Yeah. Awesome. And to Artemis for coming on tonight, because that was super, super fun. I was really, really glad that she was able to make time for us.
Yeah, I love doing stuff like this. So it's totally cool. Thanks for inviting me, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Daryl, what about you?
Well, of course, our raid team, TCD over on the Earth and Ring server. We are now 6 of 7 normal. So hopefully we'll get things going a little quicker here on Friday and get Xavius down, I'm hoping. Let's see here.
You know, sometimes I get all frustrated. Like, I feel like we should do better, but like honestly, for like 2.5-3 hours on Friday night.
We've only been good 2 nights so far. I think we're doing really well.
I don't think we're gonna make it in the Race World first. I don't know if we're still a contender for that or not.
I was gonna check tonight and see.
Yeah, about 2 weeks late.
Dang it.
Yeah, I was gonna double check tonight to see what place we'd be shooting for still. Like if it's been killed like 20 times, 30 times, whatever it is. I have no idea. I'm not sure what it's at. I was gonna check, but I forgot. But of course, I need to give a shout out to Artemis for coming on the show this evening, and a big shout out to Murloc Geniuses, who I think I'm going to be cheering for in the BlizzCon World Finals. So I'm looking forward to watching that when I get there. Artemis, do you have shout outs for us?
Yeah, shout out to my husband Rhaegar. You know, like very supportive husband. He rubs my belly. I'll rub his sometimes. He likes to bite an ear a little bit, you know. Very supportive, man. What? He just... Okay. That's pretty PG right there. I don't know.
Okay.
He's a dog. What? anyway, shout out to the loyal fans that we have, again, supporting us all the way throughout this entire circuit. Even the hard loyal ones that were supporting us. At Burbank, even. It's going to be an exciting BlizzCon. Shout out to my team. Love you guys. Sorry, I'm doing a show, not watching your scrims.
Yeah.
I like spectating and just like making sure everything's going smooth and stuff like that. So yeah, shout out to them. I love you all to death. You know that. Mom loves you. No shame. No shame at all.
Not at all. No shaming. That's what you said. No shaming.
Exactly.
No shaming.
Wait a minute.
Before we wrap this up, Artemis, if people want to reach you, where's the best way to do so?
You can reach me at @Ashwell_Artemis on Twitter. That's literally the only thing I use. So if you need me there, I'm there. I'm in a lot of Discord channels too. I'm in your guys'.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hit you guys up. So I'm there. That's it.
All right.
I'm mostly a Twitter, so I don't really do much outside of social medias.
That works, though.
Find me in game, Artemis Hell on Lightbringer. I'm Alliance. It's not PvP.
Alliance. What?
And we are doing so good.
Oh, man.
I told you I'm a Worgen Hunter. I told you this.
Yeah,
I suppose.
I'm disappointed in you guys. All
right. You don't normally edit, but we can go back and edit that part out.
Nice. All right. That wraps up episode 140 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!